Chapter 5, Everybody Dies. Wow, Everybody Dies. Certainly not a very uplifting statement in what would be an encouraging book about to spread your wings and see how far you can soar. Or perhaps you're still worrying about taking the leap and failing to sprout your wings, ending with a splat, thinking, maybe Jim's right, everybody does die. That's not my point. I started my Dream Business Academy event in Orlando with a video by a gentleman, Prince EA, titled Everybody Dies, But Not Everybody Lives. If you aren't familiar with him, he started out as a rapper and he's evolved into more of a poet after determining for himself that rap can be a very ego-driven pursuit. After a self-proclaimed spiritual journey, he began focusing on the more ephemeral natures of life, and his career blossomed even further with exponentially greater numbers of social media views and followers. I believe this video that he did speaks directly to the message I wanted to share in this book. And while I can't show you the actual video here, I'm going to kind of read it and then tell you what I think of it, okay? It's not death most people are afraid of. It is getting to the end of life only to realize that you never truly lived. There was a study done at a hospital on 100 elderly people facing death close to their last breath. They were asked to reflect about their life's biggest regret. Nearly all of them said they regretted not the things that they did, but the things that they didn't do, the risks they never took, the dreams they never pursued. Let me pause for me. See, I truly believe this is 100% accurate. Will you regret not taking the leap because you were afraid to fail? No one wants to really consider, you know, the end of life, but think about what you will regret most doing or not doing. Okay, let me resume the video. I ask you what your last words be if I only had. Hey, you, wake up. Why do you exist? Life is not meant to simply work, wait for the weekend, and pay rent. No, no, I don't know much, but I know this. Every person on this planet has a gift. Now, think about your dream business. Rather than working as an employee, trading hours for dollars, working and waiting for a weekend, paying the bills, your dream business is as much about creating time freedom as financial freedom. I don't believe any one of us is placed on this planet for mediocrity. We do all have a gift. So what is yours? Just say yes to pursuing it. Resume. He apologize to the black community, but I no longer pretend Martin Luther King, that man never had a dream. That dream had him. Some people don't choose dreams. Dreams choose them. So the question I'm getting to is this. Do you have the courage to grab the dream that picked you, that befits you and grips you, or will you let it get away and slip through? What dream has chosen you? It's a really simple question that he asked, but it's a powerful concept. I mean, King's dream was about freedom for all. I certainly hope your dream creates freedom for yourself to do bigger, better, and bolder things. Have the courage to jump and pursue it. Resume. You know, I learned a fact about airplanes the other day, and it was this, and it was very surprising. You see, I was talking to a pilot, and he told me that many of his passengers think planes are dangerous to fly in, but he said, actually, it's a lot more dangerous for a plane to stay on the ground. I said, what? How does that sound? He said, if a plane sits on the ground, it starts to rust, malfunction, and wear much faster than if it was in the air. As I walked away, I thought, yeah, that makes total sense, because planes were built to live in the skies, and every person was built to live out their dream they have inside. So it is perhaps the saddest loss to live a life on the ground without ever taking off. Boy, I love that. He's saying, if you're sitting on the ground rusting, letting your dreams rust, now's the time to leap and head for the sky, like the plane. You are built to fly. Stop sitting on the ground. Resume. See, most of us are afraid of the thief that comes in the night to steal of our things, but there's a thief in your mind who is after your dreams. His name is Doubt. If you see him, call the cops and keep him away from the kids, because he is wanted for murder, for he has killed more dreams than failure ever did. He wears many disguises and, like a virus, will leave you blinded, divided, and turned into a kinda. So you see, kinda is lethal. You know what kinda is. It's a lot of kind of people. You kind of want to change in your career. You kind of want to get straight A's. You kind of want to get in shape. Simple math, numbers to crunch. If you kind of want something, then you will kind of get the results you want. I love that. Don't be a kinda efforts get kinda results. Think big and dream bigger. You have to go all in. You have to do the work and expand your thinking. Like the seed, you'll have to be alone in the dirt and in the dark for a while, but that's the only way you can ever convert the potential that's inside of you into something really great. Okay, resume. So I ask you, what is your dream? What ignites that spark? You kind of want that. You got to want it with every part of your whole heart. Will you struggle? Yeah, you'll struggle. No way around it. Will you fail many times? But who's counting? Just remember, there's no such thing as a smooth mountain. If you want to take it to the top, then there are sharp edges that must be stepped over. There will be times you get stressed and things you get depressed over. But let me tell you something. Steven Spielberg was rejected from film school 3 times. 3 times he kept going. The television execs fired Oprah, said she was unfit for TV, but she kept going. Critics told Beyoncé she couldn't sing, but she went through depression and she kept going. Struggle and criticism are prerequisites for greatness. That is the law of this universe, and no one escapes it, because pain is life. But you can choose what type, either the pain on the road to success or the pain of being haunted with regret. Man, that's powerful stuff. You have to decide to keep moving forward. The stories of successful people are full of failures. Look into the history of any person who's made it, and you will undoubtedly find failure. Quite possibly many failures. As I've said, when you look at success, you're only seeing the end product. You have to at least scratch the surface to discover what went into that achievement. Hours of hard work and persistence, plus the belief that success was fully achievable. Back into it, resume. You want my advice? Don't think twice. We have been given a gift that we call life, so don't blow it. You are not defined by your past. Instead, you are born anew in each moment, so own it now. Sometimes you've got to leap and grow your wings on the way down. You better get that shot off before the clock runs out, because there ain't no overtime in life, no do-over. And I know I sound like I'm preaching or speaking with force, but if you don't use your gift, then you sell not only yourself out, but the whole world short. So what invention do you have buried in your mind? What idea? What cure? What skill do you have inside you to bring out the universe? Uni meaning one, verse meaning song. You have a part to play in this song. So grab that microphone and be brave. Sing your heart out on life's stage. You cannot go back and make a brand new beginning, but you can start right now and make a brand new ending. And that, my friends, is so powerful. Amen. It's truly time to start living. If you haven't done so already, decide right now to forgive yourself for any mistakes that you've made in the past, and determine that you want your own brand new ending. Just say yes.